Plants and animals may not need humans for their survival, but for sure humans should need plants and animals to survive on this planet Earth. Hello everyone, this is Bhavyashri and welcome to my podcast named Phytobeings. In this episode, I'm going to talk about why plants and animals are important to mankind. When we are asked that why plants and animals are important, we just give an instant reply by saying that plants are the sources of oxygen and animals like cattle are the sources of livelihood for farmers. But just saying these two lines doesn't mean that we got to know the actual importance of plants and animals. There are a lot more other things that one should know why these plants and animals are important. Plants provide food to humans and to animals as well. Plants or trees in the forest create a habitat for animals to live in. But this is all just for an outer view. Let's dig deeper into the details. Have you ever surrounded by a group of plants whenever you're in a bad mood? If not, just try it once. That serenity we possess when we're surrounded by plants, we don't get that feeling while living in these concrete jungles. In this way, plants act as best mental stress reducers to humans. And it is scientifically proven that plants and animals can be our best companions. You may think that animals can be our best companions because we pet them. We pet these cats and dogs. But how can these plants can be our best companions as they can't walk with us and they can't express their feelings towards us? But I say, yes, plants can be our best companions. And yes, plants do talk and express their feelings towards us. But we humans don't have that ability to understand what they talk and their feelings towards us. When a plant got attacked by an animal for its leaves, it just secretes a bitter chemical which is known as sap to its leaves and make that animal to refuse to eat that leaves because it tastes that bitterness. And that plant shares this information to the surrounding plants and makes sure that those plants are not get hurt by the same animal. In this way, plants are self-defensive. But their self-defensive techniques are not up to that extent that they can defend themselves from human beings. Because we human beings are much more powerful than these plants and animals. And about animals, animals just support the life of plants by acting as pollinators and seed dispensers. These pollinators play a very major role in having the desired food in our plates. Wind, being a natural element, also acts as a pollinator, but there are many other plants which has to be pollinated by insects like bees. Nowadays, we are depending on this hand pollination because these pollinators like birds or insects like bees, which feeds on the nectar of the flowers, are not seen because of this urbanization. Due to this urbanization, the density of the population got increased, and that leads these humans to get intruded into the zones of wildlife to create their habitat, which eventually leads to deforestation. And now, this deforestation has been helping for the growth of economy in the form of paper industries. I think humans are the only creatures on this planet that they go into the forest, cut down the trees, bring the trees to the industries, make paper with that and write "Save Trees" on it. How funny it is, right? Yes. In this way, humans are occupying the habitat of wildlife. Every now and then, we got to see these videos getting viral on the social media saying that leopards are roaming on the streets. And recently, we got to hear that news of a pregnant elephant got killed by the villagers because it got intruded into their habitat. Actually, we humans occupied their habitat and those animals don't have any place to live in. Now, this human-animal conflict gets into the picture. If these humans go on killing the animals that they intruded into their habitat, then there will be an extinction in animals. We already have that list of extincted animals like mammoth and dodo bird. We'll never be able to see them, how they look like. What happens if animals got extinct? Grasslands would die. Because these grasslands adapted to rely on the animals. Because these animals act as pollinators and seed dispensers, which leads to the lot of change in the climatic conditions, which we are actually facing it right now. And we don't have that seasons at the perfect time. This is because of that. Then there will be a loss of rainfall, which leads to the reduction in the crop production. And that leads to starvation. If a a person is not supplied required nutrients, then the body of that person will be the body for many diseases. If that happens, then there will be an extinction in human race too. This is why plants and animals are important to mankind. Don't we have a solution for this? Isn't it funny if I ask this question, because we humans are the most intelligent species on this planet. We do have solutions for every problem existing here. Actually, the problems are created by the humans, so the solutions are. But we humans don't show that much interest to solve a problem even though we have a solution for that, because we are super busy in our own lives that we don't care about all these things. And I must appreciate the person who is listening to this podcast amid of his or her own busy life. Anyway, let's see some solutions for this. The only solution to conserve these plants and animals is to conserve the forests. There are many wildlife conservationists who always talks about this conservation of forests, but we never heard them, right? From our childhood, we got to hear this, right? Like reduce, recycle and reuse. How many of you have done that? Mostly, reduce the usage of paper. We are in that digitalized era where we got our first union budget digitalized after these many years of independence, and that really saves a lot of paper. Paper is actually made from the pulp of the trees. But how many of you know that paper can also be made from the raw materials like pulp of the sugar cane and some other materials like linen and cotton as well? Just seek the alternatives. This really helps in the conservation of plants in the forests. We should create the awareness among the people that who commits the crimes like the snaring and poaching of the animals for the treasure that they possess in the forest. If they go on killing for the treasure, then there will be an extinction in human race. Our quality of life and survival is interlinked with plants and animals. Remember, we are also evolved from animals. This earth was made for all beings, not just for human beings. Those who protect and save plants and animals lead the way in protecting and saving humanity and earth. Thank you.